is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Does it matter to you if people in France or Britain or Germany like Donald Trump? Does it matter to you at all if Europeans like Donald Trump as a general rule? Does it matter to you if the BBC or Sky News say nice things about the president on their broadcast? You see, because none of these things matter to me. Not one. What I hope for is that the president will look out for my best interest. For the best interest of my country. I want him to put America first. I want him to be a nationalist. Because being a nationalist is not some dirty word, as the left would have you believe. Being a nationalist doesn't mean that I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. No, it means that I'm American. That I believe in America first. That I believe in taking care of our issues, our problems, our challenges, our children, our grandchildren first and foremost. That's what I believe. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. I believe in sovereign borders. I believe in taking care of our military. I believe in taking care of our military veterans. I believe that we should not be footing the bill for all of Europe when it comes to defending all of Europe. I believe that when Donald Trump holds Europe accountable, it's the right thing to do. I believe when Donald Trump holds Europe accountable and says, listen, you have to pay your fair share, it's the right thing to do. Where am I going wrong? You see, because to have the national news media here in America tell it, Donald Trump is despised in Europe. And so what? So what? People that hold other people accountable often are despised. People that step up and say, listen, you're a mooch, and you're a freeloader, and you've been getting all of this protection for all of these years for nothing, and in fact, you're trying to charge us. You're a buffoon. But you know what? Let's get a liberal to weigh in on nationalism. David checking in from California. David, what's on your mind?
Yeah, morning, Steve. It's funny. I hear you defending this mooch and freeloader. You know, Trump has gone bankrupt 6 times, right?
Not part of the topic. You're off topic, David.
That the U.S. taxpayer had to cover his debts, right?
Yeah, you're off topic. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump followed the laws that are put in place, Chapter 11, Chapter 7, they're all there. He went bankrupt, 4 times out of 450 companies. Nice try. Next topic.
So he's a mooch and a freeloader. All right, so the next angle, of course, is that when you start looking at NATO, NATO was created as a defense for the Iron Curtain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since the EU has gotten developed, you can go from Portugal to Poland right now without a passport, right?
And what does this have to do with anything?
They don't need border crossings from Switzerland to France.
Well, David, I know that you're a little slow on the uptake, but that's no different the way they set it up than going from Texas to Arkansas to Missouri to Kansas. That's the way it's set up. But it's not going to last much longer because some of those nations, like Poland and the Czech Republic, have said, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to put in border checks back in place. And by the way, they also built border walls.
How much is that going to cost?
I haven't any idea, and does it matter?
Yeah, because it costs them a huge amount of money.
But you're sidestepping the issue. Like most liberals, David, you're sidestepping the main question here, which is this. Since the end of World War II, why has the United States picked up the bill to protect all of Europe? Why has the United States picked up the bill to protect Germany and France and Britain and all of Europe Why do we pick up the bill, and why is it not right to hold NATO accountable and its NATO members to pay their fair share? What is your answer?
That's called the military-industrial complex.
So you don't have an answer. Yeah, so Britain and France should or should not pay their fair share.
You're not listening.
No, you're not listening. I'm asking you a simple question.
The very last thing that General Eisenhower warned the American
public. All right,
yeah,
David, I'm going to give you one last shot at the question. Should France, should Britain, should Germany pay their fair share of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization for the common defense of the NATO members? Should they pay their fair share, or should the United States just pay the bill?
Well, that's a stupid question. That's a real stupid question.
All right,
because it's not
can
only...
Can you answer the question or not? If it's so stupid, answer the question.
Score from 50...
All right. Dump it. All right, it's typical, David. He can't answer a simple question. We bring him on. David from California, who listens to the program regularly and actually believes in what I'm telling the world and actually likes what I'm telling the world. He's actually a true believer. He tries to fight it, but he can't fight it because he has no reasonable answer to discuss any of it. The fact of the matter is the NATO members that I've outlined here, be it France, be it Germany, be it Italy, all of them have been riding on the coattails of America for free. They've not paid their fair share, and it is exactly right for the president to step up and ask them to pay their, and well, not ask, demand they pay their fair share. And it's perfectly appropriate for the president to be a nationalist because there's nothing wrong with that. Saying that he wants to look out for you and I and my children, my grandchildren, and this country first, there's nothing wrong with that. And David's noisy, you know, comments mean exactly nothing because that's all it is noise and distraction. There's no context there. There's no substance there. That is the problem with the liberal arguments today, is that there are no arguments. The liberals don't stand for anything anymore. Apparently, they stand for raising your taxes and opening the borders in sanctuary cities, but that's not going to sell in Ohio or Indiana or Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or any of the other states that carried Donald Trump to the presidency. And in fact, he would win by a wider margin today than he did previously. Because the Democrats are living in a fill-in-the-blank victim society. They don't even know what they're against. They just fill in the blank. They don't know what they're against. For example, what happened outside of the Supreme Court on Monday. They don't even know who the nominee is going to be. This person's going to be awful on this and this and this and this. They don't know one thing about Brett Kavanaugh. Not one decision, not one word he has written. They know nothing about him, and yet he is the one that they have to target. That's why David in California and all these other liberals are so utterly lost. They don't stand for anything. They only oppose Trump. If Trump's for it, I'm against it. End of story. That's not a philosophy. That's not anything. That's gobbledygook. You need to stand for something and believe in something and stand for principles, of which I see none. And so I just take David because it entertains me so that he can't answer a simple question about whether or not France and Germany and Britain should pay their fair share. Stupid question. Apparently that he's incapable of answering. By nearly every measure, Michigan's road and bridges are in tough shape. We know construction is inconvenient, it's true, but that's the cost of improvement and moving forward. Don't forget to slow down in construction zones. Mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, all out there working every day to improve Michigan. This is a message from your friends at the MichiganConstruction.com, MichiganConstruction.com. To find out more about jobs available in Michigan in this booming economy, go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner, and you're on your way. 14 after on a Wednesday.